You know, in life, sometimes you can be very lucky. And the man sitting next to me is Greg Hocking from Greg Hocking Real Estate. Greg, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis.
Thank you for coming in. Just push that mic up a little bit closer to him out there.
Yep.
You had a heart attack. Where
yes.
did you have it?
Sudden cardiac arrest. I was riding my bike on a Sunday afternoon, chuffed up a hill, felt a little bit uneasy, sat down, started dialing 000, and that was the last I can remember.
But you got lucky.
Extremely lucky.
What happened?
Andrew Silvers, who's an anaesthetist who specialised in cardiology, is driving by with his wife. His wife looks across and says, "This doesn't look good." They pulled up. Andrew administered CPR on the spot for me. And fortunately, with the fire brigade of first responders, with the defibrillator got me going. And next thing I woke up 2 days later.
How's the heart now?
It's fine. In fact, I was very, very lucky because I didn't need any surgery. So it was a good outcome.
It could have been a very bad outcome. It could have been pretty well a final outcome.
Well, only one in 24 survived what I managed to achieve. So very, very happy.
Now, when you did wake and you were here, how did you feel when you were coming to terms with the fact that an anaesthetist just passing by happens to have saved your life? How did you cope with that mentally?
Actually, it didn't. I just accepted it. I was just so happy to be back, really. I suppose if I hadn't come back, it wouldn't be my problem. It would be people I left behind. And that, as things dawned on me, was the seriousness of the situation.
How long ago was that?
2 years ago, almost. Well, July 2013.
So you don't have any sort of ongoing heart issues?
No, other than having to watch my cholesterol. Keep as fit as I possibly can, and regular checkups.
Do you go to the footy?
Yes.
You're allowed to do that?
Well, I follow Melbourne. It's been pretty sedate.
It's been very sedate. And let's hope that it can turn the corner next year and become much less sedate for Demons followers. How's the real estate market going?
Very well. Very well indeed. The turnover is what we need, and we just need more people to be selling. But that seems to be kicking up at the moment.
From people I know who are in the caper, they reckon it's hard to get listings.
It has been. It's been an unseasonably quiet winter, but things are starting to speed up now as we move into spring.
When you pop back here to the Alfred, what are your memories of when you were in here?
They took me to Box Hill Hospital.
Oh,
actually,
okay.
Yeah. I have ongoing monitoring here,
right,
with Professor Dart, and I've recently engaged in a program for a new drug, a cholesterol lowering drug. So I'm here pretty regularly at the moment. But having woken up at Box Hill, it was quite something.
You're an interesting case because you're in very good shape, but you've still got that issue with your cholesterol.
Yes, well, it's an hereditary thing.
Ah, okay.
And that is something that is not going to go away in a big hurry.
You're just another story of our wonderful system, our medical system, and why people should be supporting the Healthy Heroes Alfred Hospital Appeal. 1-800-888-878. 1-800-888-878. So you're on sort of constant monitoring via this very hospital.
That's right, and very fortunate. What I can say, out of all the treatment that I had, the medical profession, people just don't quite understand just the depth of knowledge and experience and care that goes into each and every individual patient, and I'm very, very grateful for that.
It's another great story. I can't help thinking about if he hadn't been driving past.
Yeah, well, the weird thing is he actually lived, he lives two doors away from where my mother lived in the same street in Camberwell. And Andrew is a lovely, lovely fellow. In fact, he's on top of my Christmas card list as
I'm
well.
I'm sure he might be.
Yes, he is.
Because any person who saves your life is the loveliest person going around, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Greg, good to talk to you. Greg Hocking has another medical story from Melbourne, and we're in very good hands around this city with our wonderful hospitals. But it is the Alfred that's the spotlight this weekend, 1-800-888-878 or alfredfoundation.org.au.